wir mal einen Cornet-Kandidat. So, wir haben mal einen Cornet-Kandidat nach. Welcome, welcome, Joseph. Temirkos, Joseph. Oh, I didn't see him. Oh, we are addressing each other as women and men, no longer as honorable gentlemen.
Serving the presidential
youth working group that is served by the president of the country. I also serve in the National Education Collaboration Trust as a youth rep. I also serve in the National Government Council of the African Peer Review Mechanism in the country. Through my involvement, I have also participated, probably if you may be aware, or you can source a document, in preparation of a submission on the Green Paper on Post School Education that it was myself and Judy Farish at the time. And I have written a number of articles on various aspects that can be found on the site. I also, last year, I went to, not 2014, went to China, and there I was elected as the leader of African leaders. And my role there at the time, because they were leaders from Africa. At the time, one mine was entire between the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of China and the youth from the African continent and the evidence to that effect. So generally, Ken Ngozi is that kind of a person. I have been in the space for some time. Not that I came to know all. I have my own shortcomings, like any other human being, but the space is understood very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Mr. Chusov, the first question was asked by Honorable Mahab.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Mr. Chusov. Mr. Chusov, based on your vast experience of youth activism, the Youth Development Agency derives its mandate on the provisions of the National Youth Development Act. Can you specifically relate to the functions that are envisaged in terms of the provisions of the Act? Two, on your own assessment, the performance of the NYDA, has it been good? If yes, how? If no, how? And in case you become successful to be part of the board, how will you strengthen the performance of the NYDA? Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Can I answer that question? Thank you very much. The functions of the NYDA, you have to use economic participation, National Cohesion, National Youth Service, Youth Advisory Center. But also, I want to answer the question twofold on the function of NYDA. Because when you go in the NYDA annual report that has been recently produced, they speak about them, different of which that I like more. They speak about health and well-being, education and skills development, economic participation, nation building, that's the first one we speak about the functions of the NYDA. In terms of the performance of the NYDA, we have to speak about evidence. Evidence before us, if you go and check the reports of the NYDA, but that's the evidence that we have. We don't have our argument on perception. The evidence suggests that on what I would call the establishment phase, because remember there was a merger, on the establishment phase, the NYDA did not do well. Its report, like, for example, if you can go to its finances, from where it is currently now, it has saved about, if I'm accurate, 33 million from the previous, quite a million it has lost previously. So, to be quite precise, is that there's been good and bad of the NYDA. But from where we're sitting currently, there's good in the NYDA. There's improvement that has been there. I think from where we are in a stabilization phase, stabilization phase.
Now we need to move from there to delivery phase. You cannot establish and stabilize. At some point, there must be outcomes that must be there. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is Honorable Mpambo Sibukwana.
Thank you, Chair. Molo Timgus. Timgus, the Dutchland Development Plan highlighted that having a relatively young population can be an advantage to the country, provided the majority of the working age individuals are gainfully employed. You know, there's a problem with employment when it comes to the youth. Taking this into consideration, the current labor market situation in the country, what can you, as TEMCOSA, recommend to ensure that public and private institutions prioritize employment for the youth who are skilled and who are not skilled, with the aim to reduce youth unemployment?
Thanks very much, Ted. I think it is such that they also do reflect that effect. But also the report of the World Bank. In that report of the World Bank, they speak about what is called the youth bulge. In the youth bulge, they speak about two areas. That is, first, you've got what is called the demographic dividend and the demographic bomb. And they are saying these two scenarios represent both threats and opportunities. Where I'm going is that I think between these two concepts from the World Bank report and the country, we are in a phase within, we are faced with the demographic bomb. And with the NDP in itself, I can safely say now one country say we are left with 12 years. And we are dealing with the crisis. And once it's not addressed, we are going to have a social and political stability, and it will be like any other country in the world that is faced with its own challenges of protest, etc. But what can be done to resolve that? That's what matters. What can be done in resolving that? It's having its own what we call bottleneck, because now and then, young people are channeled to skills development initiatives. We've got the EPWP, we've got the learnerships, we've got the internships, and it has been a revolving cycle. Now, if now you can commission someone to go and do some research on how many young people have been sent to learnerships, internships, EPWP, when they go out, most instances in those EPWP, they are not certificated. They go, well, I'm going to Lima there, and they focus on picking up papers on the streets. It's not giving them a scheme. One, it means our public employment program, they need to set up the bank. That's the first thing. Two, you need your collaboration between your SOEs, CTAS, and government, or and private sector in particular, in terms of promoting your vocational skills. And I want to believe that it's supposed to be certification. Because you can't give young people now and then learnership for a year internship. In fact, most of them when they go to the internship, someone is having a diploma in accounting, and when he arrives in an office of both, that person is not doing work that is related to accounting, but ends up doing tea. So I'm saying that we need to also restructure our own skills development landscape at a second point. And lastly, the private sector in this country is facing it, it's in a hurry. Whenever we speak about interventions and initiatives, we don't mention it. I think probably it is high time young people, they must start to return their anger to us. Because whenever we speak about social and focus stability, we tend or lack of issues, we tend to focus on government. I think it is high time that also the NYCA board that comes in needs to engage much more thoroughly the private sector to come on board in terms of collaboration, in terms of skills development and job preparation program. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Counsel.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Good afternoon, Mr. Tshoko. My question is based on good governance. If you could briefly unpack to us your understanding of good governance and how you would help the NYDAs we are appointed to be able to also apply practically the principles of good governance in the operations of the NYDA. And lastly, what are the principles of good governance?
Thank you very much, Chair. In my previous life, I have not mentioned, I used to also work in CTI. I was running and dealing with budgeting issues. One of the things that I think institutions like the NYCA need to look at, as it were, is aware that recently the King Four report that has been released on the 1st of November, that will start from the effect from the 1st of April 2017. One of the aspects there that is mentioned is one speaks about the Social and Ethics Committee. For you can't speak about good governance and don't speak about ethics. But already if it can go in the NYCA annual report, you'll find that they do have the Social and Ethics Committee, but its function as stipulated in the NYCA report, there is an element that now is there in your King Four report, an element of ethics in management. That's one part. Secondly, in most government institutions, there is a tendency to separate or the two committees, that is the audit and risk committee, they can't operate in silence when they're supposed to be speaking to each other, because you can't speak about audit separate from the risk that the institution might have. So that's one area that I think that you have to focus on. And the third and the last one, without being elaborated, I think it would need to avoid too much external interference or influence in the affairs of the institution. Also, lastly, there must be a thin line between a board and the management of the institution. In most instances, most of those people want to go to board. They think you go to a board as a person of Monday to Friday, 8 to 4, and it is not so. There are people who are employed to run the affairs of the agents on a daily basis, but they account to you as an oversight body. So, a clarity of functions between your management and the board, it must be there. Because the board, in most instances, tends to think they're super people, they can do as they like, they can just bully people. So, also, some sort of a separation between the two and all understanding of functions.
Don't wait for me. When a question has been asked, you can just respond.
Okay, check.
you are not going to be disrespectful to the chair. Yeah.
No, I was afraid of undermining authority. Thanks very much. No, I've been one of the people who's been having discomfort in relation to IYTS, the strategy. But the strategy is supposed to be your implementation plan of the policy. Now, I've been saying to people that we had a policy that ended in 2014. That's a strategy. I remember it was in Kimberley in 2006. The meeting had to collapse because young people were fighting in politics as to what posture must the IYTS take. And as we are sitting, one thing with the draft, we are entering a second phase of the policy with no implementation plan, but we keep on scoping the policy now and then. That's the first thing. And secondly, in terms of the same guideline, and as you say that also the implementation that has to send report to the president, I'm one of the people that strongly feel that, as it were, the NYJ Act, without being too hard said, I think it's quite empty. There's no much movement. There's no meaning in it. It is vague, and it makes NYTA not to bite. Now, you can speak the strategy, but if, as per your own act, you cannot enforce certain things, you will remain toothless. We should just gather that as it were. I'm not sure the second other question is what was it. So, honorable.
That was the question. On the integrated youth development strategy. Honorable member Tsenge. That's the name. Honorable, I'm still busy tweeting there.
No, sir, no. I'm just saying. Joseph, looking at your CV and looking at your leadership career, I assume that you participated in the drafting of the National Youth Police 2015-2020, and there are some objectives there. For that police, and I want you to share with this panel what should be done by the board of NYTA to achieve those goals. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Without being sounding to be tautological or repeating myself, the NYTA, as things stand, or the police, as it stands, it is just a blueprint that you can't enforce to any government institution. If you go and check the previous one, I'm not being subjective, one that I remember, I'm just wanting to face reality before I go to your question. You go to the one that expired in 2014. For example, it spoke about youth units that ought to be at municipal offices, and you want to be located in mayor's offices. But you have no local standee that, as a board, you can say, if you don't implement this, you will be the consequences. That's how the development country, the social development is set in this country. Now, the objective, for example, they speak about consolidation and integration of the development and ministering to government programs, government budget. Now, if you can focus on budget, tomorrow NYTA goes to National Treasury and say, as the NYTA, we want a budget of this. If National Treasury is obvious that we don't want it, it won't happen. Program. It's not compelling. Now, I'm saying that I think the policy is setting good intentions that national cohesion must instill or foster patriotism amongst young people, we must develop the
sort of mechanisms were in, there can be consequences for lack or refusal to implement it, then there won't be a problem. It should just be good as it is currently sitting there. So that is my view on it. But obviously, if you operate within the confines, now to come closer to your question, if you're going to operate within the confines of the policy, now it means then the NYCA, it ought to create a program, of which I think currently there is a plan that I think is a five-point plan as stipulated in the annual report of the NYCA, and it speaks to the objectives of the policy. But my own view stands that this policy may still expire with most of its intended objectives that have been implemented if young people don't rise. But the last point on this matter, probably the MPs may help also young people as people who are legislators. I know Honorable Sheng was one of the things that he usually raises. I do observe Parliament that at some point there ought to be a committee that specifically deals with youth. But even on APPs of departments, there's nothing that says if you don't have an element of youth, which will turn you away from Parliament. MPs must help us that in your APPs, as departments, SOEs, SOCs, if you don't have an element of youth development, don't even attempt to come to Parliament to try to address the objectives of the national policy. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. The last question, Connie. Enjoy listening again, one of the callers. I think that you have to ask the question.
No, thank you very much. No, I just want to join other members. No, welcome. I think your experience speaks for itself. And you have been part and parcel of the trustees of some of the people that are talking about. But fundamentally, I want us to focus on the principles that underpin the National Youth Development Agency and the National Youth Police. Now, these principles, they made fundamental contributions to the country in terms of the implementation drive, which impacted on the image of the National Youth Development Agency. So if we agree here in Parliament and then the President appoints you, what are the practical steps that you think are necessary for the NYC to take to make sure that it deals with issues that, whether at a level of ideas and or a practical level?
Thanks, Ted. The review of the Act itself. And secondly, you're putting me in a tight corner on another group calling that in the public discourse and the value of ideas and political, I would not have wanted to venture into that. However, let me go there. That if you look at the principle, as mentioned there, they speak about transparency, accountability in terms of the Act, and open. That's one part. And one would point of view that in most instances their interpretation, they are liberal in nature. Liberal as they are, they don't serve the progressive thinking and as where we want to go as a country. Now, what are the practical steps that is that? Because remember, if in the battle of ideas you don't enjoy hegemony, even if you are correct, you are good, but you are going to be defeated in the face of the people, because the battle of ideas are quite weak. Now, I think the NYC practically, well, I get the sense, for the past 2 months, 3 months, past the process, get the sense that there is no understanding of one, what is NYCA, what is its role. In fact, some others, they probably get a sense that they don't even know what is the board and what it's supposed to do.
You may not want to, for example, if you come strong financially, you can't go to run television things and billboards with money. I believe in one thing, that the only way that people will start to change how they view you, it is not necessarily to react, but it is to end the phase of the society as two. If anyone today can have a good report, claim for it, etc., etc., but if its worth is not felt among the majority of young people, the perception will still continue to exist. Because the view is there that NYCA is very negligent. It may not be a correct view, but it's a perception that it is elitist. But if NYCA can focus on being to where young people are all the time, spend less time in offices, including those senior managers, they must not only send administrators to the ground. Do you mean the police, the board comes in, even senior managers, yes, they can come with strategy, they can strategy thinker, but also they must go and face reality down there. It means you must have staff that just spend less time in the office, more time on the ground. Can your billboard address, they may not assist you. So that's what I'm saying, that NYDA must just spend much more time with people. As the time goes by, young people, also they can see the way, they can see. Then they will start with confidence in the NYCA. Not that there is no confidence, but because in the particular side, yes, NYCA is not found, and if you are not found, then you won't enjoy hegemony. Those who are providing an antithesis to your thesis, they will be the ones that are imaging towards the same moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just still trying to process this battle of ideas. And whether to advance it, you need visibility or you need ideological hegemony, which is a debate for another day. But we are done with the questions, so. But we have allowed members, if they wish to ask follow-up questions. Honorable Kaula has been raising his hand, so I'm going to take him, and then he will be the next candidate.
Thank you,
What's happening? What is happening with all this? Oh, you're cutting out. I see some excitement, and even Honorable Mukhan, okay, that's now. Honorable Kaul.
Yeah, thanks, Honorable Chairperson. No, I feel just like you, Honorable Chairperson. But let's go back down memory lane in the Jodok. The NYCA is directing the creation of the youth formation of the country. Because 1996 was the youth summit, or it's called FSC, now whatever you call it, which led to the commission. Now, when the youth commission started, the National Youth Development Forum was disestablished in order to allow for the establishment of the National Youth Council, which was the General Secretary. The reason being, the National Youth Council is supposed to be the watchdog over the commission then and the NYDA now, on behalf of young people. Youth Council is all the organizations together now. We have been very critical. What I want to find out is, for them, that we eliminate these animosities. What have you done? What is the role? What have you done as the candidate? But also, what should be the role of the youth formation so that they assist the process instead of standing on the sidelines and apportioning blame? Because it's not helping the candidate. We need to have a strong NYCA so that we have youth development in the focus. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Can I answer the question? Okay. Although probably with the honorable, we may not want to
probably use the word animosity. We may want to say that there has been checks and balances, you know, between SAIC and NYDA. I think that may be, in terms of language, it may be okay. Animosity, the public out there may think that now and then in other. But there are issues that we have raised. If you can notice the national youth policy as a fact, for some of the tension that has existed, it was the space is always contested. It was due to space. You'll find that NYCA will be going to some bodies that are supposed to be civil society, not a government institution. And also in terms of size, it being supported in any form, what financially to say. But because of these challenges, what we have then said on our side, just sit down. Currently, the national policy for the first time, it speaks and mentions the Southern Student Council. And one of the proposals of the youth policy is that it needs to be strengthened. Because as things stand, I'm not going to come here and say it is stronger. And if they are having civil society that is weak, that voice is going to lack. But the objective, as Honorable Mwambo has raised, it speaks about strengthening your key development institutions. I think probably that should be the role of this board. But now, Honorable Kawola, lately we have been, even NYCA is housing a site. Though we have our own challenges, we were housed there. But then one thing that the whole of your housing us, it does not mean we are not going to be critical of you. Then if it means we have to go to the streets, then we'll go to the streets. But then we must then maintain our own voice. But if we don't have strong civil society, that is progressive, obviously. We are going to have others that are funded somewhere. I will start to begin other things that I don't know. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Dr. Joseph. The Youth Council is an organ of civil society. The NYDA is an institution created by an act of parliament. It's part of the state. So they can't play a similar role. Because for youth to continue to mobilize young people, you require to do that across political situation, which is the role that is being played by the Youth Council, as I understand, which is what the Honorable Kaula, he speaks like a young activist, or he's an old young person. Should we put it like that? But anyway, thanks for coming. We will deliberate on the performance of all the candidates and then from there make our recommendation to Parliament. Once Parliament approves, it will be taken to the President. And if the President agrees, he will appoint formally the members of the board. And should you be successful, you'll be notified. But I'm sure that this process you are following, you might have been following the previous process as well, because I know we have it. So yeah, you will know about every step if you are following, because this is a public institution, very transparent of what we do here. Thank you very much. So, okay, we're going to call the next candidate, and from there we're going to break for tea. Or just body break, because I don't even know where they forgot tea. I've been sitting here the whole day without some form of tea refreshment. Parliament is tightening its belt. Yeah.
Welcome, Madam Zilon Diwe Jorge. Okay. No, I'm going to delegate them. I'm going to delegate them to Honorable Kaula. So that not doing well in that department. So. But you are welcome. Okay. You are welcome to the interviews. My name is Fili Mabulani. I'm with the Honorable Malopole here, the co-chair, and then